Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A mild day across Israel today, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm sunny weather in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys gentle breezes, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF downs Hezbollah drones and strikes numerous terror targets in Lebanon. According to JNS, at least four UAVs were intercepted just in. Also, Ynet reports that two Gaza flotilla activists have been brought to Israel for questioning over alleged terror ties. This was earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News states that the U.S. says Iran's ceasefire terminated hostilities for the war powers deadline. Separately, Forward reports that a peace summit in Tel Aviv convened thousands aiming for elusive progress. This was earlier today. And finally, from JTA, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry as tensions with Christians mount. This was previously reported. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a regional news source, posted just minutes ago that more than 10 pro-Palestinian activists aboard aid ships bound for Gaza have been taken to Crete. This follows Israeli forces seizing their vessels. Ynet News, a prominent Israeli news outlet, reported earlier today about the two Gaza flotilla activists brought to Israel for questioning. Sinijlawi, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, warned an hour ago that the attack on the nun in Jerusalem is part of a troubling pattern of hostility toward Christians and Muslims in the city. Now for more on those stories. Starting with recent military actions, JNS reports that the IDF has intercepted multiple Hezbollah drones and targeted dozens of sites in Lebanon. This comes amid heightened tensions along the northern border. For civilians in the region, this raises concerns of further escalation. Turning to the flotilla incident, Ynet details that two activists from the intercepted Gaza flotilla are in Israel for questioning over suspected Hamas ties. This follows Israel's initial assurance that all activists would be released in Greece. This development could impact Israel's relations with international human rights groups. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that the U.S. acknowledged Iran's ceasefire as a key factor in preventing further military engagement under the War Powers Act. This could influence future diplomatic negotiations between Washington and Tehran. Separately, Forward brings attention to a peace summit in Tel Aviv, aiming for progress amid ongoing conflict. Thousands gathered earlier today, reflecting a persistent hope for resolution in the region. This summit could serve as a catalyst for renewed peace efforts. And finally, JTA reports an attack on a nun in Jerusalem, which has ignited tensions with the Christian community. Hebrew University called it part of a disturbing pattern. Such incidents threaten the fragile coexistence in Jerusalem. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's Iron Beam and Iron Dome systems are now central to a quiet alliance with the UAE. This collaboration emerges as Iranian threats loom over the Emirates. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights innovations in consumer products, including a smart door lock by Xiaomi and a new perfume by Drake. These items are expected to enhance lifestyle experiences across Israel. And finally, Walla Business notes that despite a ceasefire, fuel prices continue to rise in Israel. Gasoline will see a slight increase, impacting household budgets as of midnight on Thursday. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.